Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. It's great to have you. It's a two for Tuesday, April 14th, 2015. We're doing two shows back to back. How about that? And my favorite DJ voice, man. We have a two for Tuesday. Growing up in Bradford, PA, listening to Rock 102 out of Buffalo, New York. I used to have the old two for Tuesday. The Police and who else was in the I'm thinking, why did the Police come to mind? Like, I'm just thinking of early 80s, two for Tuesday. There's like 8 million bands. Styx, Jay Giles Band, Foreigner. Foreigner was probably the end of the 70s. Anyway, man, I'm getting way off the reservation. First show today. Going to answer a couple of questions. Hey, by the way, a little housekeeping. You want me to answer your question? Hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley, at Sam Crowley, answering all of your entrepreneurial personal development questions. You got a comment, whatever, man. We'll read them. Also, have you left a 5-star rating for the show on iTunes? What? Are you serial? You haven't left a 5-star rating? Get over to iTunes right now. Stop the show. Go to iTunes, leave a 5-star rating so we can be found the number one motivational podcast on the planet and continue to be found easily. It's for people like you, man, want to find the show. Do us a favor. Higher the ratings, higher the ranking. 5 stars, 5 stars on iTunes. Let's do it, everybody. Work with me, people. Jim Cutler. Jim, how you doing, buddy? You had a question yesterday on Twitter. Would I recommend getting started in rentals, real estate rentals, or an online business? Great question, because I do both. I started investing in real estate in 2002. In typical Sam Crowley fashion, I went to a boot camp on how to buy real estate with no money down. I'm the guy that bought the Carlton Sheets $300 CD workbook package off a midnight infomercial as well. I'm an infomercial. Listen, I bought the nonstick pans with the Ginzu knives. I didn't buy the blue blockers, but I've bought my fair share of infomercial. And I'm proud, man. I wear that badge proudly. Come on. You've never bought an infomercial product? Of course you have, man. They're awesome. I love them. Tom Vu. Tom Vu, I bought real estate. No money down. You can too. Tom Vu. It's awesome, man. But I bought Carlton Sheets product. You know what's funny? Carlton Sheets wasn't even in the real estate business. He was in the books and tapes business. That's genius. Complete genius. Anyway, Jim wants to know, what would I do if I had to do it all over again? Would I start a real estate investment, buy some rentals, or would I do an online business? And let me tell you, this is a no-brainer. No brainer. Let me tell you why. I would start an online business. I mean, real estate, here's the downside with real estate. Okay, I'll give you the pros and cons of both. Look, you can do what you want to do. I'm just giving you my advice. I would still do both just because I just like real estate. It's very calculable. But you need banks, man. You do need money. If banks aren't going to loan you money, then you got to get the owner of the property to hold back a mortgage. It's a lot of work either way, man. I mean, I love how these infomercials, look, I was the guy, let me say, I bought 40 units, no money down. But the way I used none of my own money was I used all of the bank's money, and I had the seller of the units hold back 20%, and I paid him back in 5 years from the original date of the note. So I used none of my own money. That's true. I paid a lot more than I would have paid because, look, you're going to have to give something. When you're buying real estate, you're either going to get a smoking deal. And I'm not talking, this is, look, guys, subject to loans, foreclosure, all of that stuff, tax liens, I'm not talking about that. That's a whole different animal, all right? I'm talking about your traditional, you're going, because if you want to go that route, That's a lot of work too. You're not going to buy tax liens or foreclosures or do a subject to deed or get somebody out without putting signs around, putting ads on online and offline, newspapers, blogs, anywhere you can put them and find people. If you want to be a wholesaler, you got to build your database. There's work involved in any of this, but it's just a matter of, do you love the work? I loved it. Like, I love trying to find a seller. And anyway, so when I bought all these units, the owner held back 20%. Roughly, and we got the deal done. The bank was going to loan me 80% of the appraised value. I said, that's great. I've got that part of it taken care of. Once the owner said, look, you can get 80% of the asking price or you can get 100% of nothing. Which one you want, you know? And so, and I'll even give you the other 20% in 5 years. Just hold that back. And we'll do a mortgage, a second mortgage on the property. So you take second position on the property. So the benefit to the owner was he got 80% of, I don't know what it was, $750,000, and I got the units, and I controlled the units, and I paid a hell of a lot more than I would have if I would have had traditional financing, 20% of my own money down. Probably could have got it for a lot less, but that wasn't important to me back then. It was just important to me to get in the game, the imperfect plan, you know, just get in the game. So 13 years later, and a lot of headaches and property managers coming and going and tenants coming and going and taking tenants in front of the magistrate to evict them nonstop and trashing your units. And I speak of this because it's only 10% of my tenants that even think about doing that stupid stuff. But let me tell you, 10% of the people cause 90% of your problems, whether you're a boss, whether you're a tenant, a landlord, whatever, parents, you know, you got 10 kids, one of them is going to cause you the most problems. Or if it's like me, all four. So that's real estate, okay? There's a lot of moving parts, and you got to rely on banks, right? You got to get the money. With an online business, you could be up and running tonight. I mean, seriously, you can be up and running tonight. Let me tell you the components of an online business. I just explained the components, the buyer, the seller, the bank, the financing, and all that stuff involved in a real estate transaction. In an online business, what do you need to be up and running? Let's see. You need a web page. You can get Build on Fiverr for $5, or Odesk or Elance, wherever you want to go to get it outsourced and done. Or if you do that stuff yourself, then you can build it yourself. You can go to leadpages.net and just be in business, pay them $37 or $67 for their premium package every month, and you've got pages already built. It's literally like color by numbers, all right, just to get a page done. It's done for you, Leadpages. I use them. I'm an affiliate as well, but I can't think of my link right now, so if you buy them, just say, hey, Sam Crowley referred me. I'll still get nothing but a handshake. And then, so you need a web page. You need a merchant account. You need a way to collect money. How are you going to collect money? I have a merchant account. I use a company by the name of PowerPay, and I've been using them for the better part of 6 years, going on 7 years now. But if you don't want to, you know, jumping through the hoops to get a traditional merchant account, look, guys, you can Google this. You can just Google merchant account companies. That's how you actually collect money. The third component is a company called, you need a payment gateway that acts as kind of a bridge between your merchant account and your bank account, and I use a company by the name of Authorize.net. You've probably seen Authorize.net on just about every checkout page. I use them as well, and they're the payment gateway that sends the money into my bank account, okay? Now, what's the other component? You need a web page. You need a merchant account. What else do you need? Probably the most important thing, you need a product, right? You need a product to sell, which can sound daunting because back in the good old days, that would have meant you need a physical CD, a physical DVD, a book, you know, home study course. Guys, let me put your mind at ease. I mean, your product can be something as simple as a video training course that's hosted on a private playlist on YouTube. If you're a regular listener of this show, then you've heard me mention this before, but it's worth noting again. I mean, literally, you can go to YouTube, shoot some videos, 3 to 4 minutes long, teaching people how to fish, play guitar, shoot videos yourself, whatever, podcasting, do video tutorials, and then protect them in a private playlist. Or you can create 20 to 30-minute videos in your private playlist and just give the 2-minute, 3-minute teaser video in your regular YouTube channel just to get some of that organic content. I see so many men and women online just exploding their traffic with YouTube videos just based on just putting them out there. And, you know, putting in the description and the title of the video, the really great keywords about what they do. And then, guys, let me tell you, you should really become knowledgeable on YouTube because it is a huge, huge marketplace. I'm kicking myself right now, myself, thinking of all the videos that I should have out there that I don't. So take my advice on using YouTube to drive traffic just as an organic way, you know, for people searching there. You know what's funny? Check this out. If you're on your phone right now or even if you're in front of your computer, Google how to remove – oh, my God. What was it? How to remove paint from an old door. Try that. I promise you my YouTube video, this stupid one-minute video I did on my iPhone, is on the first page of Google. That's how powerful it is. I never promoted it or anything. I was just amazed. I was doing some renovation work a couple years ago at our old Victorian home. This home was built in 1870. It's in Springville, New York. We still own it. It's our summer home. And I was back there getting it ready a couple years ago, and I went to Lowe's, and I asked the guy, I said, I got to get some old paint off the door, and the door is 150 years old. He goes, all right, try this stuff. And I forget the name, but you literally just buy some crappy 99-cent paintbrush. You put this liquid on the door. You wait 15 minutes. I know it's a big difference. 15 minutes. And it starts to bubble up, and then you take just a rubber putty knife, and it literally the paint comes right off. I was like, wow, holy cow, this comes right up. Before that, I was trying to scrape it. It looked like crap. So I was like, I got to shoot a YouTube video. That was the first thing I thought about. This is amazing. So I put how to remove old paint from a door or paint from an old door, whatever it is, and I forgot about it, and I don't know why, but I was looking through my YouTube channel like 2 months ago, and I saw this had 3,000 views or 4,000 views, something like that. Totally organic. I did not promote it, nothing. People are commenting, thanks, dude. Works great. Oh, I'm like, hey, old Sammy DIY. The whole point of all of that nonsense was to share with you that just doing a custom YouTube playlist and protecting it and give some people some of the teaser video, the good stuff, and then keep the good stuff protected. Give them some of the teaser stuff, and you're rocking and rolling. So to create an online business, what do you need? You need lead pages or some way to sell a product. Have somebody build you a page. Capture their name and email, obviously. Merchant account. You can use PayPal. Did I mention PayPal? I don't think I did. PayPal. If you don't want to go through the merchant account hoops, just you use your PayPal account. Get a PayPal account and just use the PayPal buy button. That's it. That's all you need to do. PayPal takes 3 to 5%, whatever it is, and they give you the rest. You're done. And there's 100 other ways to make money on the internet, but I'm not teaching how to make money on the internet. I'm just teaching you how to get off your rusty duff and do something. But that was a great question by Jim. What would I do if I had to start over? Would I do real estate or online? And it would be 100% without question online, because there's very little barrier to entry. There's not 100 cooks in the kitchen. All right. There's nobody standing in your way but you and your success in getting going. Product, merchant account, web page, and you're up and running, man. And, you know, don't overthink it, you know, and please don't compare your web page or something to somebody else's, because then you're just never going to get going. I mean, seriously, you just go, well, it doesn't look as good as so-and-so because I don't think I'm going to, they got the color blue. I need cyan blue, and red looks a little better. I think I'll make the buy button red. No, I'll make it maroon. No, I'll make it turquoise. No, I mean, forget about it. Just get going. It's Sam Crowley. Hey, leave that 5-star rating for the number one show on iTunes and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.